Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is being sponsored by Sandra Godley Ministries of the UK.
Hello. I am Chief Chi from South Africa, the first assistant to our CEO and founder, Kayla Paget. I would like to welcome everyone around the world joining in our global prayer. May God bless you.
Hello and greetings. I am Kayla Paget, CEO and founder of Finding My Way Radio Networks, USA World. I would like to send blessings to everyone on around the world for our global prayer. Special shout out to Bishop Taiwo and Pastor Emeka for prayers getting the word out in Nigeria. Special shout out as well to Bishop Hudson and Apostle Nando for prayers and getting the word out in Kenya. Special shout out to Pastor Victor, CEO and founder of Christ Missions, for your prayers and getting the word out in Ghana. Special shout out to Apostle Emmanuel in Uganda for your prayers and getting the word out in Uganda. Special shout out as well to CEO Torres, who is the CEO and founder of our Hispanic network. We are heard in all the Latino countries around the world for your prayers and getting the word out. A special shout out to my brothers and sisters in Seoul, South Korea. 안녕하세요. 한국어 주마초 하는데 한국에 주말로 가서 살고 싶어서 한국에 문화 역사 언어로 공부하고 있어요. 네, 감사합니다. And thank you all once again to everyone tuning in around the world to our global prayer under the direction of Bishop Jerome Elliott, CEO and founder of Impacting Leadership Radio Network, USA World. Jesus is Lord.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters, on this call tonight. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing us to be here on this global prayer call this evening. As we're getting started, we first want to start again as we give honor to the Lord and our Savior. We want to give honor to Rabbi Michaels, who's on this call this evening, Rabbi Jacobs, Rabbi Schwartzberg, Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Bernstein, Rabbi Steen, Rabbi Philip, Rabbi Kuntz, Rabbi Snyder, Rabbi Haas, Rabbi Gershon. We also want to give honor to the Chief Apostle of the Church of God in Christ, Bishop Charles Blake, and his representative, Pastor Roland. We also want to give honor to Pastor Yang Hoon Lee, Pastor Subin Chow, and Yoda for Gospel Church in Korea. We also want to give honor to all the pastors that are on this global call tonight, all the bishops, all the leaders, all the prime ministers, all the lay members, praise worshipers, praise teams, any representatives that represent the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, we give full honor to you tonight for being on this global prayer call with us. And we're going to go right in and just begin to lift up the name of Jesus. And we're about to petition heaven as we ask God to rain down on us now. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, and we ask you, O God, as we come on this global prayer call on this evening, all over the world, O God, we need your help right now. We are petitioning heaven right now. We ask you to send the rain from heaven right now, that it would touch every corner of our world right now. There are 195 countries in this world, and God, we ask you right now to touch every country right now. We ask you, God, to go in Africa right now. We're praying for reconciliation among all races. We're praying for healing, hope, support for those that are affected by HIV and AIDS. We're praying for missionaries in Africa. We're praying for the healing between the various cultures. We're praying for the president over that nation. We're praying for Zimbabwe tonight. We're praying for resolution to the economic and political struggles that are in that nation. We pray, God, that you will grant the leaders of Zimbabwe the wisdom and resources to govern well in that nation. We're praying for Israel on this call tonight. We ask for peace in Israel between the Jews and the Palestinians tonight. We pray for the leaders in Israel to be led by God and to make godly decisions over Israel. We pray for Israel to become one, to acknowledge one God, so peace can come in that nation. We ask you to have your way in America tonight. We ask you to save. We ask you to heal in our nation. We ask you to bring us back together. We ask you, God, to heal this plague that's in our world right now. We ask you to have your way. We ask you to speak on us. We ask you to speak through us right now. We ask you to use us like you've never used us before, oh God. We need a rhema word in the land right now. We need you to speak deliverance. We need you to release angels. Dispatch your angels right now to have your way in our world. We're praying for Ghana right now. We're praying for those that are affected by violence and terrorism, and that there will be peace on their attacks. We're praying for the leaders of the churches that they might speak courageously against political and social and economic injustices that are going on in Ghana. We're praying for Morocco, that evangelist, the Protestant churches that are in Morocco. We pray for the leaders and the volunteers who serve to keep the body of Christ alive in that country. We're praying for Kenya tonight. We pray for Christians who face persecution and live under constant threat of attack. We pray for Christian leaders that God will give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the grace to lead the people of God. We pray for the Dominican, we pray for the Republic of Congo. We ask God to bring peace to the strife-filled country so families can focus on essentials like food, healthcare, and education for their children. We ask tonight that, God, you would just rain down on our world like never before. We need a breakthrough. We need you to break in. We need you to saturate us with your love. We need you to fall down on us like never before. I believe tonight, oh God, that the world is not going to be the same after this prayer. I believe after this prayer on tonight that our brothers and sisters, no matter where they are, no matter what they fall under, God, that they'll put down their peace pipes, that they'll break down the walls of segregation, that they will put down religion and religiosity, that they will come in, that we will know that there's one God that saves all. There's one God that had released his son to die for the sins of the world, that we will come in on a one banner, that we will all cry, what must I do to be saved? That we will fall on our face prostrate before you, O God, and we'll say, Lord, have mercy on our nation, no matter what country that we're in, no matter where we live, no matter what we live in, no matter what we drive or don't drive, no matter how far we have to walk, whether we have food or grain, whether we have clean water or dirty water, whether we have clothes or have rags to tie around our neck and our back. I believe, oh God, if we would just come back to you, I believe that if we would just search our heart and our mind, I believe if we would just come humbly bold before you, that you will restore our land, that if we would cry out, restore, that if we would cry out that we're sorry, that if we would just cry out, Lord, forgive us, that if we would just cry out, no other help that we know, I believe that you would come in. I believe that you would sanctify us all over again. I believe just on the day of Pentecost that you would let the wind blow. We
We ask the wind of heaven right now that it would blow from the east, that it would blow from the north, that it would blow from the south, that you will let the wind blow down on us, that you will let our tongues get heavy, and you will let that angelic conversation of heaven begin to fall fresh on us, that our palates, oh God, that it will communicate with heaven, that that evangelistic voice, that it will be released out of our heart and soul, that we will speak to you in a language that the enemy cannot steal, that we will speak to you in a language that the enemy cannot block, that we will speak to you in truthfulness, that we will be honest and we will say, Lord, we need you, that Lord, we adore you, that Lord, we need you to have your way, that Lord, we need our children saved, we need marriages healed, we need single mothers that need to have strength. There's somebody right now that's about to commit suicide, but I believe right now on this call that you're about to give someone strength, that you are releasing ministering angels right now the same way you minister them to minister to your son. I believe the same way that we that on this global call tonight, that we would just call out to you, that you would save us, that you would not let our foot hit a stone, that you would not let our covers become bare, that every place there's dirty water, that you will release a fresh stream of water, that every country that doesn't have food to eat, that you allow grain to come in, that you would make a way out of no way, because I believe you're just that kind of God. I read in your word what David once wrote in your word. He said that I was once was young, and I now am old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, no seed begging bread. I don't care how bad the pandemic gets in this world. I believe, oh God, that you're going to release a solution. I believe, oh God, that you're going to empower our scientists. I believe, oh God, you're going to give more knowledge to our doctors. And if we're calling on the name of the doctors, we're praying for the doctors tonight. Give them strength right now. They're on the front line. Oh God, look on every nurse, look on every therapist, look on every ambulance driver, every receptionist, every person that's working the front desk. Don't just look at the hospitals, oh God, look at every clinic, look at every parking lot around the world, look on those, oh God, that are not even being mentioned. Look at our first responders right now. We pray for the sanitation workers, pray for those that are sweeping the streets, we pray for every construction worker. We pray for those that are unemployed right now. They don't know where the next meal is going to come from. But I believe you to be a very present help in the time of trouble, in the time of need. So we call on you right now because we need you, oh God. We need you like never before. And I believe that you're going to do it. I believe that you're releasing angels. I believe that the dew of heaven is going to fall down on us and it's going to refresh us. It's going to replenish every drop. My place. We've been in a famine. We've been in a desert. But I believe the rain from heaven is about to fall. We come against every demonic spirit right now that's been resting, oh God. It's been resting in our synagogues. It's been resting in our places of worship. It's been resting in our homes. But we rebuke it by the power and authority of heaven right now. Loose your hold. We come against you. That spirit of cancer. We come against you right now, that spirit of high blood pressure, we come against you right now, that tumor, we speak it dissolve right now, those blood vessels that are blocked, we speak them loose right now, that gangrene is canceled right now, that back pain is canceled right now, that operation is canceled right now. You said through your son that by your stripes, that by the wound in your that we are healed right now. I speak healing on this side around the world right now. I declare you're healed. I declare there's a job coming. I declare finances released. I declare peace in your nations right now. I declare the terrorists that are locked and bound, that they will have a heart to repent right now. I pray for all the tribe leaders right now. I pray for those that are in the Amazon right now. I pray for those that are in Dubai right now. right now, that are in Nairobi and Nigeria right now, that are in Uganda right now, that are in West Africa and Tanzania right now, that are in Madagascar right now, that are in Rome and Italy and France and London right now, Worcester, I pray for them right now. I pray that you will release peace, that you will release healing, that you will restore us right now, that we have gotten away from you. And yes, we are your people. If we are a thief, we're still your son. If we are rapists, we still belong to you. No matter how broken we are, you're a God that fits broken people. You don't just fix broken pieces, but you're a God that fits broken people. And I believe that you're going to fix our world. All 8 billion of those belong to you. We are yours tonight. No matter where we are in the world, we still belong to you. We ask you to step in, oh God. We have made a mess of our world. You gave us this world to run. You gave it to us to operate and do however we wanted to do it. But we have made a mess of it, God. And we need you to come in. Just like a good father would not leave his son after fail. We know that you are a good father. We know that you are a good parent. We know that you love us. In spite of our missteps, in spite of our sales, in spite of us being ugly on the inside sometime, Jeremiah says it like this. He says that you judge us by what's going on down inside of our hearts. And we're saying right now, God, we need your mercy. We need your restoration. Break it, God. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break down every wall right now. Break down every spirit of division. We could come together, God says, if we stop building walls, if we start building bridges, we could start coming together. We don't have to walk all the way to the other side. God says if we would just meet in the middle, that we could make a glorious connection. Oh, my God, have your way. Forgive us right now. Restore us right now. Loose your hold, Satan. Your lying spirit, you. You unclean demon, you. We rebuke demonic warfare right now. We rebuke oppression right now. We rebuke oppression right now. God, we ask you to come in. Strengthen every leader. Some have gotten weary. Some have gotten tired. Some have went back. They went back on their promise to you. But we know that you are a prayer-keeping God. We know that you are a peace-keeping God. We ask you for peace. When the devil says a sword is coming, when the devil tries to bring a storm, but through your word, we rebuke the storm right now. He's trying to bring your clouding in right now, but we rebuke the storm right now. The boat may not survive, but we know through your word, you said we would come in on broken pieces. And Lord, right now, tonight, we in broken pieces. Our heart has been broken. Our faith has been broken. Our praise has been broken. Our wisdom has been shook. But I believe right now that you never run out of wisdom. You never run out of faith. You give us joy. Matter of fact, you are our joy. And I thank you for joy. I thank you for joy. I thank you for peace that passes all understanding. You're going to bring us together. We're going to worship one God. We're going to believe in your word because there's power in the name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. Spirits back up at the name of Jesus. We're not confused, but we're going to praise your name. We're going to give your name glory. We're going to give your name honor. We're going to magnify your name. It's because of you we're still standing. It's because of you we have not went under. It's because of you that we're still making it. We may not have a lot, but we're making it. We may not have an overflow, but we're making it. We're just like the woman that all she had left was just a little meal in her barrel. But I thank you tonight, oh God, that on this prayer line, there's somebody that only has a little meal left in their meal barrel. But I want to encourage you that on this line tonight, don't give up and don't you give in and don't you demand nothing less than the favor of God. God is about to send an Elijah to your house. God is about to send a prophet to your house. He's about to send a woman of God by your place. And when they come by, just simply obey the man. Obey the woman of God. Believe them by faith. God is going to stretch that meal. God is going to stretch that oil. God is going to stretch your money. He's going to impart in you. She's going to impart in you. They're going to speak healing. They're going to speak favor. They're going to speak well-being. But get your mind together. Get your mind back on Christ. Get your mind back on the things of God. We're yet praying. Go across the ocean, oh God. The 44 countries that are across the ocean. We ask you to go across the ocean, oh God. Touch, oh God. Go across the Atlantic, oh God. Go across the Indian Ocean, oh God. Go across the Pacific, oh God. Go across every body of water. Go across every sea right now. Go to Egypt right now. Go to Cairo, oh God. Have your way right now. Go to Colombia, oh God. Go to Athens right now. Go to Turkey right now. Go to Guatemala, oh God. Go to Istanbul right now. We need you to go to Osaka. We need you to go to Japan. We need you to go to China right now. We need you to go to Indonesia right now. Every country, every nation, God, out in the places, oh Lord, that they never even heard about, God. We need missionaries, oh God. We need people to be commissioned, God. Send them over here. Send them over there. Send them out there right now. Send the money. Send the buses. Send the airplanes. Send the jets right now. Touch the CEO's heart right now. Release favor. Release money right now. Release supplies. Release water. Release doctors and surgeons right now. Do whatever that needs to be done. You know it better than we can ask or think. You know it better than we can pray, oh God. But we know that it's on the way. Lord, we honor you right now. We know it right now, oh God. We know it is on the way. We know, oh God. You're going to sustain us during this time. We know that you're going to strengthen our walk with you. And God, we bless your name right now. Even though during this plague, you have exposed us. Oh my God, I thank you right now. He has exposed us so we will repent. You on this line right now, I don't know where you are and where you're staying or where you feel like you're at. But if you know that God has exposed you, he has exposed you because you haven't been praying like you should. You haven't been trusting God like you should. Don't get mad, get prayerful. Don't get mad. Don't get an attitude. Just start telling the Lord, thank you. I'm taking back my prayer time. I'm taking back, turning my plate down. And I'm going to be like Jacob. I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Stay right there on the altar. Make your altars wet where you at. That's your platform. You don't need to be on the stage. God has given you a platform in your community. They're the ones that need you the most. They see you every day. No matter where you at in this world, use that opportunity that God has given you. Give them Jesus in the morning. Give them Jesus in the noonday. Give them Jesus in the midnight hour. Let them know that the Lord is a healer. Let them know that he's a way maker. Let them know that he's a provider. Let them know that he's peace when there's trouble. Let them know there's nothing, that there's nothing that's too hard for God. God, give us wisdom tonight. Give us wisdom to trust you. Give us wisdom to lead. Give us wisdom to pray at everything that we do, oh God. Give us a heart and mind to acknowledge you, because you said in your word that if we would acknowledge you in all our ways, that you would direct our pathway. And I believe that's one of the reasons why that our world has gotten off track, because we've been doing things and we hadn't acknowledged you. We've been trusting in our resources. We've been trusting in our bank accounts. We've been trusting in our 401ks, our 403bs, and our 402s. We've been trusting in our investments. We've been trusting in our retirement. We've been trusting in our inheritance. We're so busy talking about land, talking about cattle, and talking about riches and wealth. They've even focused so much on the plague, but nobody has lifted up the voice and said, hey, what about hell? I don't know about you, but I'm trying to save somebody from going to hell. I'm trying to save somebody from spending eternity with the enemy. I don't know about you, but I get too hot here on this earth. I don't want nobody to die and spend eternity with a hot plague that they can't get rid of, that they can't get nobody to quench their tongue. So if you on this call tonight, if you can reach anybody in the world, let them know you don't have to die and be lost. That somebody came and died for your sins. Who was that who died? His name was Jesus. He died for our sins. He died that we didn't have to die. He died so we could be healed. He died so we could be resurrected. He died so we could be revived. He died so we could be restored. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Yes, Lord, I'm emphatic about it. I'm crazy. If I have to lose my mind, let me lose my mind for God. If I have to lose my mind, let me lose it because you're good. If I have to lose my mind, let me lose it because I know that you're worthy. What are you worthy of, Bishop? You're worthy of my praise. You're worthy of my honor. You're worthy of me bowing down before you. I'm not bowing down to any other entity. I'm bowing down to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Transform us, God. Transform us, Lord. Transform us, Lord. Lord, we asking you tonight on this line across this world, we ask you now to break and destroy every addiction, no matter what it is, oh God. Break the addiction of pornography. Break the addiction of drugs and alcohol. Break the addiction of murder, God. Break the addiction of gossip right now. Break the addiction of just being evil. Break the addiction of being, oh God, being hard and judgmental right now. God, we ask you to go on the other side of the world. Touch the people, oh God, that feel like they have to murder somebody to get their point across. Touch their heart and save them right now. Look on the suicide bombers right now. They feel like the only way that they can be recognized, that they have to blow themselves up and everybody that's around them. Touch the suicide bombers right now. Touch those, oh God, that are supplying them with the explosive. Touch those that are coming up with the ideals right now. Touch, oh God, Lord, all those, Lord, that have all kind of riches right now. Touch their heart and say, you know what? We're going to give away $1 billion. We're going to give away millions of dollars. We're going to give away oil. We're going to give away gold and silver. It already belongs to you, oh God. They're saying it's theirs, but you said in your word, all the gold and silver is yours. So why not touch their heart and ask them to bless somebody else? In the name of Jesus, we're conscious that are starving and we're throwing away so much food. Help our heart and mind right now as we're being so wasteful that every time we get ready to throw away the plate of food, think about a child that has nothing to eat. Think about a child that doesn't have any clean water. Think about a child that's being ripped out of the arms of his mothers. God, we're praying right now over the border wars right now, not just the border between America and Mexico. You got borders that separate nations and countries of God, and not just natural borders. Lord, look on the borders of our hearts right now. God, we have made borders in our heart that because someone don't look like us, or they don't praise the Lord like we do, or they don't acknowledge God like we do, or they don't acknowledge Jesus, or they believe in Jesus only, or they believe in God only. God, I said tonight, you said it earlier, God, that you're breaking down these walls. How can we say we all love God and we hate our brothers? I despise you because you're red. I despise you because you have a peace pipe. I despise you because I don't know or understand your culture. But it's not about culture tonight. It's not about the way we praise, but it's about who we praise. Lord, put us on one accord, Lord, so we can remove every doubt and every fear, so division can be removed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal every dysfunctional nation. Heal every dysfunctional family right now. Go in, oh God. Remove separation right now. Remove, oh God, heal us from all kinds of social injustice right now. In the name of Jesus, save those that are guilty. Set the captive free right now. Give peace in Jerusalem, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Heal every broken mother. Heal every person and every child that's been molested and raped right now. Save those, oh God, that have influence over others, oh God. Look on our presidents, oh God. Look on our prime ministers right now. Look on those rulers in high authority right now. We know, oh God, that you sit on the circle of earth, oh God, and we know right now, God, that heaven, oh my God, we know that heaven is your throne, but the earth is your footstool, and we say right now, oh God, come and see about us. Come and see about us, God. Remove the crutches. Remove the excuses right now. Heal us, oh God, from every abusive and broken relationship right now. Heal us, oh God, in the midst of every toxic environment right now. Save and deliver us from religion on tonight. We don't need more religion. We need some relationships. We need to know and understand your heart. We need to know, God, that you truly love us. And it's your will that all men will come to repentance and be saved. And I'm praying tonight, oh God, that we will come back to you, that we will fall on our knees, that we will come back prostrate before you right now. God, heal every spirit of Jezebel. God, rebuke every spirit of Absalom right now. God, rebuke every weak spirit of God, of a husband right now. In the name of Jesus, of Ahab, oh God, have your way right now. Send a revival in the land. Fill your altars, oh God. Let us cry out, oh God. Let the people of God cry out. Let a revival break out. Let the fire from one coast of the world run to the other coast of the world. Let it burn up and saturate us right now. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, God. Let your fresh fire of the Holy Ghost, God, fall on this world right now, God. We need Pentecost to fall right now. And God, I love it, oh God, because on the day of Pentecost, oh God, nobody was concerned about who they were. Nobody was concerned about what nation they came from. Everybody was on one accord. They just said, let's go in here and let's just lift up the name of the Lord. And I'm praying tonight, oh God, that Pentecost would fall on us once again, that our heart and our mind, oh God, we would go hard for you, oh God, that we would sell out for you, God, that, Lord, we would wait for the manifestation of the glory of God to fall down on us once again, that tongues, oh God, would cleave in our spirit in the name of Jesus, that we wouldn't worry about who shows up, oh God. But, Lord, we would just say, Lord, as long as you show up, God, give us a heart to come back to serve you. God, give us a heart to bring us out of every valley in our life. God, every low place that we have fallen into, oh God, we have let our ego and pride take over us, oh God. We've gotten arrogant. We've gotten haughty, oh God. But God, we ask you, God, to bring us back down. And I believe right now, oh God, when I've studied your word, Lord, you say a plague in the land was released, oh God, because of disobedience and rebellion. And if we look at our world right now, oh God, we qualify for the plague. So we can't just sit you and ask God and question you and say, God, why you put a plague on us? We can't sit here and question and just say, God, why are you letting so many die? If we understand your word, oh God, you said because of disobedience and rebellion. And now I'm showing you that I'm scarred. Now I'm showing you that you must turn back to me. And now I'm showing you that you must get on your face. But some of you are still walking around in arrogance. Some of you are still walking around in pride. Some of you are still thinking that you don't know me. And since you're still walking that way, I'm going to let the plague continue to remain until I break your spirit, until I break your arrogance, until I break your pride, until I break your ego, until you bow your neck, until you bow your neck, until you bow your neck, America, until you bow your neck, Russia, until you bow your neck, Jerusalem, until you bow your neck, earth and whole entire world. The plague is not going to be removed until you bow down before me and repent. I am not going to heal your land. I speak to you in the robot, I speak to your shoulder, oh my, I see your sin. I see your secret sin, yeah, and oh man, I see your evil ways, yeah, and oh man, but I come to break it. You've been hiding, and oh my, you've been hiding under cloak of darkness, yeah, and oh man, oh, you have no authority, devil, yeah, and oh man, Lucifer, I see you, I see the siege, I see you sold it all over the world, I see you operating on the seizure, I see you in the city that I've chosen, I see you in Damascus, I see you rocket bombers, I see you suicide bombers, I see you America, you are an evil, you are an evil vessel, you are an evil vessel, you are an evil vessel, my leaders are going after filth and lucre, you're evil, I see my ambassadors, you're being tricked and deceived, I see my rabbis, you're saying that you're standing and you're praying, but in your heart you're not calling on me, I see you're kneeling in prayer, but you're not bound in your heart, I see you, Barak Shadow Bakayarobanasia, I see your evil ways, I see you prostituting the people, I see your evil ways, you say you're God in my name, but you're trying to use my name to manipulate others, I see you blackmailing, I see you extorting, I see you all over the land, I see you stockpiling, but you're not stockpiling spiritual things, you're stockpiling things that are vanity, and it's going to cause you to lose your soul. I'm warning you globally on this call tonight. As my name reigns in the heavens, if you don't turn, you have not saw the death. You have not saw the pestilence. You have not saw the tyranny. You have not saw the calamity that I'm going to release upon this world. You have better heed my warning, world. You have better heed my warning, earth. You better tell everybody that you can. I'm going to destroy those that will not repent. I'm going to destroy those that refuse to turn from their evil ways. I am the Lord. Call on me. I heal your cancer if you believe me. You've been praying, but you haven't been believing. You have not believed. I'm speaking to you that's in that closet. I speak to you right now. You're trembling and you're shaking. I see you right now. You've been weary. You've been tired. And you're just saying, I wonder would they be better if they would die. You hadn't confessed it, but you thought it. I rebuke that out of your heart right now. I'm still the same healer. I'm the same God that you praised to me when you got the diagnosis. All you got to do is just turn back to me. Get back on your face. I heal your mother. I heal your father. I save your daughters and sons. I heal your synagogues. I will heal the territories that have gone unclaimed. I will heal the places that the enemy has taken over. You're realizing some places that the sense of believers, the Christians, those that call on God cannot go into, that they are afraid. That's because you have allowed the enemy to take what I had once given you. Some of you have gotten like the Tower of Babel, that all now your language is confused, and so is your heart. But I want to unconfuse your language, but first I need to unconfuse your heart. You're misconstrued. You are confused in your heart and mind. If you love me, serve me. If you love me, tell others about me. Stop looking at how they look and understand that that was once you, but I would change them like I changed you, but apparently I hadn't changed you because you're still looking at them. But I want to come in. I want to do something great. I want to do something big. I want to do something miraculous that you never saw before. If you can believe me, if you can just trust me when you can't see me, I am the same God. I changed not. Believe my word, trust in my word, and wait and see what I am about to do for you. I'm going to bless you beyond measure. I'm going to pour out on you beyond measure. I'm going to give you things you never thought you would have. I'm going to take from those that stole from you. It's just like when I let my people go out of Egypt. I told them before they left to take everything that had been taken from them. And so this time, I'm going to take from those that have taken from you. I'm going to bless you because you decided to serve me. Lord, we love you. 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 Lord, you are the Lord our God that healeth thee. Lord, you are our provider. You're El Shaddai. You're the lily of the valley. You're the greatest morning star. You're Elohim. Oh, my God. You are the wheel of the middle of a wheel. You are the water in dry places. You are food when the land is barren. I know that there's nothing too hard for you. And so, God, we surrender our will to yours right now. We ask you to heal our land. God, we give you the permission, even though we know you're in charge. But we got to say yes. We got to give you our yes. And so, God, they ask me to represent the world. God, I give you our yes tonight. I give you our yes to heal us. I give you our yes to restore us. I give you our yes for praise. I give you our yes to come back. That God, we're no longer going to be pew pastors, but we're going to follow the direction of the pastor. God, we're going to go in the synagogue, and whether we're kneeling or standing, we're going to honor you from our heart first before it comes from our lips. God, we're going to restore. We're going to forgive. We're going to let go of the past. We're going to stop holding on to the pain. We're going to break down walls. We're going to get rid of the vision. We're going to rebuke the devil every time he arises. We're going to bless your name whether it's good or bad. Because I heard James says, oh God, that we count it all joy when we fall into divers temptation. We're going to count it all joy because you alone are God. You know our down sitting and you know our uprising, oh God. And then you said, what can separate us from the love of God? To life or death, to sword or persecution, nothing, oh God. Yea, though we suffer all day long, nothing can separate us from your love, oh God. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. God, every leader, God, every leader, wherever they're at right now, I ask you to strengthen them right now. God, bless the minister, bless their wives right now. Bless the people that they're leading right now, oh God. Everything that they're dealing with, every struggle, every storm, oh God. And everything I know that we're going through, God, is a byproduct of our disobedience. It's a byproduct of our rebellion. But God, right now, God, we're going to come in. We're going to stop walking in the spirit of rebellion. We're going to stop walking in the spirit of disobedience. We don't want to be like Saul, oh God. God, we don't want to have our kingdom nor our eternity stripped from us, oh God, and have you to give it to another nation. But God, we're going to repent right now, God. All 195 nations in the world, all 8 billion of us, God, and God, tonight I speak 1 billion souls saved. I speak it 1 billion, 1 billion, 1 billion. I'm not afraid of you, Satan. I speak 1 billion right now. I declare everything that has been held up is going to be released. I pray for those that are on this line right now. Disability has been held up. Inheritance has been held up. You've had things that have been held up, oh God. They've been held up in probate court. I release it right now in the name of Jesus. God, all our rabbis, I pray for them right now, God. All our leaders, all our bishops, oh God, all our pastors, all our lay members, our praise teams, our choir directors, our ushers, the custodians, those that cut the grass, I pray for them right now, God. Every gas attendant, I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. God, all those that don't have, I pray for them right now, God. Those that have, God, that live in huts and sleep, God, on everything that they own every night, sleeping on the bridge or sleeping on the cardboard, wherever they're sleeping at in the world right now, God. Those that are locked and bound in prison, I pray for them right now. I pray for the warden, God. I pray, God, that right now you dismantle all the gang leaders right now. I pray for those, oh God, that God, that are trying to start a mutiny, oh God, in our sanctuaries, God. I rebuke them right now in the name of Jesus, God. That God, you will disassemble and you will break them down right now, oh God. God, I pray for every broken marriage that you will restore it right now. God, those that are on the verge of giving up, that are about to throw in the towel, God, that you would give them supernatural strength right now. You would give them a supernatural breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to all those that are on this line, and not just those that are on the line, all those that are on the line that they're connected to somebody else, they're connected to somebody else. I pray for them right now. I pray for their cancer. I pray for their high blood sugar right now. I pray for their low blood right now. I pray for those, oh God, that have HIV and AIDS right now. I pray that yet, God, they may have a disease, but you yet are a healer right now. I pray for those, oh God, that may have an issue of blood right now. I pray for those, God, that might be suffering with leprosy right now. God, that might have a leg problem or have a joint problem or suffering arthritis, dementia, Alzheimer's right now. I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, God. I rebuke every virus, oh God. I rebuke every plague, oh God, that the enemy have came in and is trying to hold against your people right now, oh God. But God, if it be you, oh God, we ask you, God, that you release mercy from heaven right now. God, to God, whatever's on your agenda right now, give us strength, oh God, to accept, oh Lord, that what you have given to us right now, that in this season that we can yet bless and praise and magnify your name. Because God, no matter what it looks like, you still God, and you still gonna make a way, and we still gonna tell you thank you, and we still gonna love you because you're still good all the time. I know, God, you don't want our sacrifice because you're tired of sacrificing, but you said, Lord, you rather for us to be obedient, God. So we're saying, give us a heart and mind to start back to seeking you, Lord, while you're near, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you will get increase, oh God, increase the faith of the people, increase their joy, increase their wisdom, God. Give them a heart and a mind to be faithful right now. Look on those, oh God, that are still trying to have church in America right now in the name of Jesus. I say, wake up right now. Wake up right now. Let your focus be on God and around the world, oh God. God, we ask you to look right now. Those that have been persecuted and killed because they're trying to serve you, we ask you right now, God, that you would touch the heart of the presidents and the leaders in those lands right now, that the missionaries that are going in, that the people that you're sending in right now to establish churches and schools right now, you would give them the favor and you would give them the liberty and the finances and the help, oh God, to get those things established, God, in every country and every nation, that there will be a place, a house of worship, a place, oh God, that any and everybody can go to, no matter the color of their skin, no matter their creed, no matter what they look like and what they thought about or how they're hated, that they will have an opportunity to serve you, to live for you. In the name of Jesus, open our eyes right now. Sanctify our hearts in the name of Jesus. Answer our prayers. God, remove our sin. Remove our spiritual blockage, oh God, that our prayers will stop being hindered in the supernatural realm. In the name of Jesus, you are still the supreme God, and we bless your name right now. We know, oh God, that the anointing, it is the anointing that destroys the yoke right now. Let the fresh oil, oh God, every time you're pressing us, oh Lord, you're releasing fresh oil. And some of us are saying right now, God, I can't take no more. I don't think I can stand to be pressed in, but I believe we can be pressed in a little bit more. Press us, oh God. Press us right now. We need some fresh oil to be released. Press us right now, oh God, so everything that's contaminated in the oil, it'll be separated from the pure oil. It is the pure oil that's going to destroy the yoke. It is the pure oil that's going to do the work. It is the pure oil that's going to provide the healing. Squeeze us. Press us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your miracles occur, oh God. Let us walk, oh God, in faith and stop walking in fear by your power and your authority right now. We come against the world of darkness and every satanic attack in the name of Jesus. We come right now against the spirit of darkness. We come against those that are worshiping satanic issues right now and doing things that are not right, oh God. We come against it right now, that you would have your way, that you would deliver us from pride, that you would deliver us, oh God, from being weak, and say that the weak say that I'm strong in the name of Jesus. We ask you, oh God, that you would establish our authority in the earth, in every region, in every place that you have given us dominion over. We ask tonight, oh God, Lord, let not our prophetic destinies be held up any longer. Let our gifts, oh God, be renewed. Let them shine as bright and illuminated like never before in the earth. This is an opportunity world that is on this phone for the world to see God like never before. Don't pass up this opportunity. Let God shine. Declare and decree over your life every day that God is yet sitting on the throne. Declare and decree every day that those that are around you, that they are healed by the power and blood of his son Jesus. Don't stop praying. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop calling on the name of God. Every day is a new season. Every day is a new opportunity. Every day is a new anointing. Every day is a new mercy that he's raining fresh down upon us. I pray over our sons and daughters right now. I pray over those that got laid off on this week. I pray over those that are still working right now. I pray that God will give you strength. I pray over our magistrates right now. I pray over every adjudicator that's over a case right now, and you've been denying those that should be getting released. I pray right now that before your gavel goes back down, that God will get in your heart, and you will adjudicate the case, and you will release mercy through your gavel. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every doctor that's about to proclaim doom, I speak the diagnosis and the prognosis change right now. I speak healing in that hospital room right now. I speak them delivered. I speak them raising back up off the hospital bed. I speak those that are carrying in on gurneys right now, that about time they take them out of the ambulance, that they'll stand up and say everything is well, everything is all right. I pray right now against every generational curse and every generational sickness that it be removed and rebuked. You are healed right now. You're not walking on a generational sickness. I don't care about your great grandmama had cancer, had diabetes. You are healed right now. Start speaking, I am healed. I am healed. I am not going to get this. And if it comes toward me, I am healed. It is blocked. It is blocked. It is blocked by the blood right now. My cell count is okay. There's no abnormal test. Take the test again. Get a second opinion and watch God move by your power and by your blood. We thank you for it right now. You are an awesome God. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you, God. We thank you for this world. We know that without you, we wouldn't be able to turn it around. And we know that you're turning it around. We thank you, God, for these 195 nations. We thank you, God, for this 8 billion plus people that, God, that belong to you. No matter what we've done, we still belong to you. No matter how we shifted or changed, we still belong to you. You're trying to let us know there's a shifting going on, oh my God. And we thank you for the shift. We got to get out the way so we don't get caught in the process of the clutch. When you step on the clutch gives you the power to shift into another gear. All the plague heals. It is just the clutch. Step on it. He's shifting you into another gear. Because see, when you get into a higher gear, it gives you more power. When you drive a car, when you need to pass, you have to accelerate. So you have to give your car more power. Oh my God. So we're stepping on the clutch so we can get into another gear, so we can get more power, so we can get more authority, so we can bind the enemy, so we can loose what's been held up. We're binding some things on earth so some things in heaven can be loose. In the name of Jesus, God, we give your name glory. We give your name glory. God, we give your name glory. Lord, thank you for this hour of prayer. Thank you, God, for this global prayer. Thank you, God, for the sponsors. Thank you, God, for the churches. Thank you for every leader right now. Thank you for the wives. Thank you for the ministers, oh God, wherever they at. I'm praying, God, that you would strengthen them. You would cover them. Cover everyone that's on this call. Cover everyone that will listen to the replay, oh God. We're not going to be the same after this is over. I want to encourage you tonight. You're going to be so much better. Matter of fact, you're already better because you're praying more. You're fasting more. It took this to get you to that. Don't let it have to happen again. That's what the Lord is saying. If I get ready to close, it took this to get you to that. So now that we're here, fight to keep it. Fight to stay on point. Fight. Do whatever you got to do, but don't let him take it again. Don't let him steal it. Don't let him rob you from it. You have lost your power, but as it says, it's one of our sponsors that we know. Find your way. Find your way back so you can make an impact. God wants to make an impact through your life to get glory out of your life. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.